You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which keeps you up to speed about what happened on Dalal Street yesterday and what trends are likely to dictate what are going to happen today. This is a morning walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Sensex and Nifty logged their biggest one-day loss of the year 2019 yesterday on the 6th of June. The RBI slashed repo rates by 25 basis points to 5.75% and changed the stance to accommodative from neutral. The RBI rate cut was expected to bring down the burden of EMIs on home and auto loans and reduce the debt payment burden on corporates, according to experts. However, depositors would earn less on their bank investments. A downward revision of FY20 GDP growth forecast and no major measure to address liquidity conditions for NBFCs dented sentiment, according to experts. The market is facing a crisis of confidence with respect to the precariously perched NBFC situation, including HFCs and fixed income mutual fund sectors. Rate-sensitive stocks that were hitting record highs in the run-up to the MPC meet witnessed a big sell-off in intraday trade yesterday. The Indian rupee, meanwhile, recouped most of its early losses and closed marginally lower at 69.28 to the American dollar after the Reserve Bank, in a widely expected move, cut key interest rates by 0.25 percentage points or 25 basis points. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,448 crore rupees. DIIs were also net sellers to the tune of 650 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is also going to be from that front. The Reserve Bank of India, along expected lines, like I said, slashed key rates by 25 basis points yesterday and changed its outlook to accommodative from neutral earlier. This was the third consecutive time that the Reserve Bank of India has cut rates by 25 basis points amid worsening macro conditions. But how far will the Reserve Bank go in cutting rates to support the economy and infuse liquidity in the banking system at a time when the transmission of rates has been slow, is the question. Transmission of the cumulative reduction of 50 basis points in the policy repo rate in February and April 2019 was 21 basis points to the weighted average lending rate, that is WALR, on fresh rupee loans, said one report by Kotak Institutional Equities. Most experts feel that the Reserve Bank could further cut rates by 25 basis points to 75 basis points in the next 12 months. This is already the lowest repo rate in about 9 years now. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us about trends that might dictate movements on Dalal Street today. Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold pattern. Experts advise to create fresh short positions. The pace of fall is slightly worrisome. Nifty appears to have triggered short-term trend reversal, which will be confirmed on a close below 11,829 levels. A break below this level could take the index towards 11,600 levels. Upside is likely to remain capped at 12,103. Based on these pieces of evidence, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,830, 12,039 and 12,103. Maximum call OI placed at 12,500 and 12,000. Maximum put OI at 11,500 and 11,000. Some stocks that have been in the news. The National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission has asked real estate giant Unitech to refund over 53 lakh rupees to two home buyers for failing to hand over the possession of an apartment. Infrastructure major Larsen & Toubro, that is L&T, yesterday acquired 25,000 equity shares of Mindtree Limited, taking its total holding to 28.9% as per a regulatory filing. And finally, we spoke about it yesterday on Stories of the Day. Business tycoon and one of the best known in businessmen of the country, Azim Premji, the second richest man in the country, is set to retire as the executive chairman and managing director of Wipro, which is India's fourth largest IT company, on the 31st of July. Nimushwala is named the managing director in the meanwhile. Very quickly, some technical recommendations to sweeten this walk for you. We all understand how difficult exercise can be. We spoke to IIFL, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be one buy call and two sell calls. Hindustan Unilever with a buy call, target of 1,939.1939. Stop loss placed at 1,791.1791 for an upside of 5%. Wockhardt has a sell call for June futures, target of 364 rupees, stop loss 398 rupees for a downside we are looking at in the range of about 4%. Next up, that is 6% for Wockhardt downside is. Shriram Transport Finance also has a sell call for June futures. We're looking at a target of 1,007 rupees, stop loss 1,103 rupees. For a downside again of 6%. So Hindustan Unilever with a buy call and Wockhardt and Shriram Transport Finance with sell calls. Well, there we have equipped you with all that you need to know before going into trade today. Will it be a bullish run? Will it be a bearish run? How will the markets react during the course of today is something we will keep you abreast of during the course of the day on the website. If you can't, for some reason, follow those updates, you can always join us later in the evening when we will talk about it on the evening walk down Dalal Street. In the meanwhile, we always have stories of the day. Yesterday, as we have spoken about several issues, including the repo rate cut and how the markets reacted. We have spoken about the Mexico tariffs that Trump is threatening to impose. We've spoken about Trump's visit to the United Kingdom and several other issues. So do listen to that right after you listen to this, because then you'll be caught up with news of the world as and when you are trying to start the morning. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.